This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 9th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. It's said that once an airport closes, it's gone forever. That makes Lannett Municipal Airport in Alabama an exception worth celebrating. At the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association's annual fly-in Saturday in Frederick, Maryland, that's exactly what they did. AOPA attendees and volunteers cheered an unprecedented effort which helped bring about the May 21st reopening of the airport 4 years after it closed. AOPA Airport Support Network volunteer Mike Ballard noted that it took a combination of perseverance, cooperation, and a new automotive manufacturing plant 5 miles from the field, Lannett Mayor Oscar Crowley's campaign pledge to reopen the airport, and the support of several other politicians in the area to get Lannett reopened. During the reopening ceremonies, Mayor Arnold Leak of nearby Valley, Alabama, recognized the cooperation which not only brought the airport back from the dead, but has even led to talk of a second runway to augment 826. We all know the legacy airlines are being hammered by high fuel prices, and one industry analyst says the legacy carriers will have to make radical changes or go the way of the dodo. Rafael Behar is CEO of Air Savings, a company that develops business strategies for low-cost airlines. So admittedly, there is an agenda here. But Behar observes the legacy carriers are making an already bad customer experience worse by cutting services and adding additional fees at the same time. He says that's built on a faulty premise, that premise being the supremacy of the legacy carrier business model. His advice? Quote, the market here is seeking a different product than what's offered by the legacies. Offer the basics, safety, and a seat at low cost, and let the customers pay for everything else. Unquote. Cambridge University is launching a new project which seeks to cut airport delays. University officials tell ANN they'll test the latest automated identification technology, including tiny RFID electronic tags that are already used to track everything from lost pets to railroad cars, to allow computers to help manage the movement of aircraft and surface vehicles at airports worldwide. Earlier research carried out by the university's Institute for Manufacturing suggests the technology could cut delays in aircraft turnaround times by 25%. At the UK's 10 biggest airports alone, that would generate annual airline savings of £160 million, that's $320 million US, and it would reduce pressure on overstretched airport facilities. The Experimental Aircraft Association stages a well-orchestrated rollout of news items each spring to build interest in Air Venture Oshkosh. This year, one bit of news is taking on a life of its own. Bloggers are putting together Virgin Galactic's announced progress report and rollout of the White Knight 2 mothership on July 28th at Mojave Spaceport in California, with the fact that Air Venture starts that same day. Could there be plans for a press report in California, followed by a cross-country flight and grand entrance at Oshkosh? EAA President and Air Venture Chairman Tom Poberesny will say only, quote, I can absolutely confirm that the Virgin Galactic event, which takes place during the opening day of Air Venture, will have ties back to Oshkosh, both real-time and throughout the week, unquote. Poberesny did confirm the Virgin Galactic team, including Sir Richard Branson, Virgin Galactic President Will Whitehorn, and Scaled Composites founder Bert Rutan, will arrive at Air Venture on the 29th. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA tells an airport, play fair or lose millions. NASA says Phoenix is having trouble getting Martian dirt into its test oven. And a Delta exec meets with pilots from Northwest. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with Bob Miller about thunderstorms and about how much turbulence you can miss just by climbing to 3,000 or 4,000 feet. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.